Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so you have been best friends with this girl for years, since you were 5 years old, and you and another of your friends, you like to like do witchy stuff in the woods every year at Halloween, and you're just like best friends. And then you get to high school and you're about 16, and your friend, let's call her Gabby, gets a boyfriend. And it's okay, you're happy for her. She's happy, she's in love. But she invites you to hang out, but only with the boyfriend. She never wants to do witchy stuff in the woods anymore. She never wants to hang out. She only wants the boyfriend. And the boyfriend also calls you a weirdo on the reg, which you don't like. Makes you feel bad and makes you not want to hang out with him. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Oh, man.
That stinks. So he's calling you a weirdo. So are you maintaining, like, are you maintaining the witchy thing on your own, and she's kind of like abandoned the whole...
A little bit, but she...
Are you asking if you're still a
mutual...
if you are a weirdo?
It's a little... I want to know what his malfunction is, basically.
Yeah.
I think you are kind of witchy, and he thinks that's kind of weird, so he calls you weird. I don't think he's thoughtful enough to know that that's othering and mean. Like, his intention isn't to be mean. He thinks you're weird, so he calls you weird.
But, okay.
What does your friend do when he does that? Does she say anything?
She kind of laughs it off. She doesn't defend you.
I also don't.
We always thought we were weird.
Yeah, like, we were weird. I was always weird.
And so she doesn't do it at all anymore.
No. I mean, again, from the, it's kind of a miscommunication too, because from the friend's perspective, she is inviting you out. She's inviting you to parties. She's inviting you to go to the movies. She's inviting you to go spend time. But it's always with the boyfriend, so you always say no. So from her perspective, she feels like, I'm inviting you all the time and you're blowing me off.
Oh,
whereas
but
you
you're
feel
not dating
off,
her boyfriend, though.
But you're not dating
problem.
Your boyfriend. I know, but this is...
I
also,
know,
remember,
no,
you're
though.
16.
She's 16.
You are 16.
As adults, you would just have a pretty honest conversation.
Like, oh my God, like, let's hang out just us, girls.
Yeah.
Well, but also, like, can't you do that as a 16-year-old? Can't you just... Can't you invite your friend?
No, because she's going to bring her boyfriend.
Is she always... Have you tried that? Have you tried inviting her to something?
Either she has plans with the boyfriend, or she loops the boyfriend into your plans.
Yeah, have you ever seen a 16-year-old without their significant other? Like, well, ever in your life?
Just the weird ones.
Huh. Well, those ones don't have them.
No, there you go.
No, the weird ones definitely have significant others.
For sure. For
the
sure.
Weird ones
making
are the,
out
yeah,
a,
come
around
on.
The corner from the art room.
Yeah,
they have
right,
blood
yeah.
on necklaces of each other that they wear.
Oh yeah.
They're weird.
What do you do? I mean, I think this girl might be dead to you, right?
I think you can try having an honest conversation, but it's going to require...
The boyfriend's presence.
The boyfriend's presence. For you to be like, hey, so like you need to not be accusatory when you have the conversation, because that's not good.
Right.
And you kind of have to like put it as like, well, I just really miss you. And like, I miss all the times that we used to do these things. And I know you have this boyfriend, but like, I miss us hanging out. And like, I don't want to say I never want to hang out with him, but like, I want some time like we used to have.
Yep.
And if she's like, no, then you're like, okay, well, then maybe we're not friends anymore.
That's tough.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah, so scary.
Yeah,
you it's high risk because, yeah, you push too far in one direction and she's going to go running off to the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so delicate.
Do you think it's not like a kill it with kindness situation, but like where you just go out and do your witchy stuff and be seen having a great time doing witchy stuff in the hope of
make her
luring
jealous.
Her back to it. Yeah.
Just form another coven. And then every time her and her boyfriend walks by, like pretend I said something really funny.
I think here's the problem. She's going to start feeling left behind too. And then you're going to never see her.
Oh
again.
Yeah.
Then
no, you're right.
Then it's over.
Yeah, then it's
this
over.
Feels like you're building wounds that will only be healed freshman year of college, the day before Thanksgiving when you're all drinking at the local pub.
Yes, yeah, which yeah. is right. sad. That means you lost 4 years of being friends or yeah. however many years.
Right.
3 years. You lost that time. But I think you're right that because people aren't naturally wanting to make themselves vulnerable.
Yeah.
The most likely outcome is just that you aren't friends for a while and then hopefully someday yeah. you can heal that.
Well, I just thought of something.
Oh, what is it?
Cast an anti-love spell.
You're able to do it.
Of course. I don't know why yeah. I wasn't thinking about that.
That's so mean.
An yeah. anti-love spell.
Yeah. Just make get him out of the picture.
Yeah,
he's the problem.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you could like turn him into some sort of animal.
Like a crocodile.
Sure, we can do that.
Oh, like Lyle crocodile. That's what we're talking about.
Now, that's a coincidence.
It's Croctoberfest. It's actually a coincidence. That's insane. Because when you said that, I was like, well, I guess I missed that in the group thread.
No, so Lyle, this is not why we're doing it.
I don't know, guys. I walked away from the group thread. There were like 20 texts, and all of a sudden, it's Croctober.
Yeah, and then so it's Lyle crocodile. Is it right. called Lyle Crocodile?
Yes.
Yes.
Two Lyles?
Two Lyles.
It's played by Shawn Mendes.
By Shawn Mendes.
Here's by a book by Shawn Mendes.
Two thoughts.
For a book by Shawn Mendes. Screenplay by Shawn Mendes. Starring Shawn Mendes.
Lyrics by Shawn Mendes.
Lyrics by Shawn Mendes.
Lyle is my father's name.
Yes.
And okay. so my mother calls him Croc. On.
What?
Aww. Calls him Croc.
Like Crocodile?
Yeah.
That's really
that's
cute.
Very cute.
Isn't that
cute?
Okay. Very cute.
Did your dad freak the fuck out when he saw the trailer for Lyle Crocodile?
No.
No, because it's a book.
Because it's a book series that okay. from like a long time ago.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, which is why that old. That's why she
plates.
Calls him that.
Yeah, she calls him that because of the... No, what did you think? That was this cosmic coincidence that like...
Seriously.
Well, they rhyme.
Because I was like, Crocodile, Lyle. I was like, okay.
Oh, I see.
Like
no,
no,
it's a book.
Oh,
yeah.
So he didn't freak out when he saw the trailer.
No, he did not freak out.
Okay.
Do you think he'll go see it?
Will my 70-year-old father go see Lyle Crocodile?
It is named after him.
It is named after
and
him twice.
Starring Shawn Mendes, written by Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, so probably. He's probably going.
But that's not why we're talking about it.
No, it's because it's October, therefore it's Croctober.
Yeah, it rhymes.
It rhymes. And we like that kind of thing.
We do. Especially in Croctober.
Yeah, so happy Croctober, everyone.
Thank you.
Kelly, do you have a Croctober ship that you would like to share?
Yes. Sorry, I'm just organizing something. I'm trying to put the Zoom in the shade.
So it doesn't get too hot?
And I'm trying to figure out... Oh, that would be great. Thank you. Ah, that's what it is. Okay, sorry about that.
I love those curtains. Oh, we're in Mogi's new apartment,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
It is lovely.
With the apartment.
It's great.
And they work, right?
They're so
cute. The curtains
cute.
Came with the apartment?
Right?
That's
it's so rare that you good have... curtains come with an apartment. You
yeah,
get some dog
real
shit.
Gross. You
yeah,
get those
blinds.
Plastic blinds.
Oh, the blinds. Yeah. Oh, my God. The clickety-clackities.
Oh, they clickety-clack so much.
So much. And you have a fan going? I mean, God. Okay.
You'll never get a moment's peace ever again.
Never again. Okay. I think I've maybe mentioned this movie before, but I'm going to do it again.
We've done a lot of episodes.
We have. And there's only so many movies in the world. There's fewer movies in the world than there are episodes of SDS.
Don't fact check that.
Yeah, don't fact check that. Okay. So, Croctober. Crocs. Crocs are shoes. Crocs are shoes. Crocs are comfortable shoes. What else are comfortable shoes? Clogs. This is where we're getting to this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a movie called Together Together. I don't know if I've mentioned this movie. Starring, oh my God, what is his name? Ed Helms and Patty Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Happy so far.
Yeah.
Wait, when did this come out?
Pretty recently.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you've talked about
this. Okay. So it is a movie that's kind of a, like, hey, fuck you, Woody Allen.
Okay.
So to a point where the font for Together Together is in the Woody Allen font. And it is it's an older man, younger woman about boundaries and friendship.
Aww.
Not oh, they that. End up together.
That's hysterical.
Right. So it's Anna and Matt. Patty Harrison plays Anna. Ed Helms plays Matt. Matt is like a lonely, older guy who decides he wants to have kids via surrogate.
Okay.
And Anna ends up being his surrogate.
Okay.
And it's just about, like, they become friends, but then it's like they do kind of cross each other's boundaries after a certain point because she is carrying his baby. And,
right.
It's kind of like there's a point where he, like, their friendship grows and, like, they care about each other a lot. But then at one point he invites her to the baby shower.
Yeah.
And she kind of is like, this is weird because, like, everyone's touching me. And, like, also I just don't feel like I should be involved in this because, like, this is your family.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, right. obviously I care about you. And they also, both of them admit, like, it would be disgusting if we were to get together. They're not.
Okay.
There's no question of romance. But they do love each other.
Right.
After a certain point. So it's just, like, a story about, like, people navigating how do we have this friendship with that's obviously very complicated and, like, stay in each other's lives in a way that's healthy. And there's this really lovely part where they're both they're like lying in bed together and
they're lying just in bed
like
together?
Cuddling.
Like not to get like together. but she sleeps over at his house and like
only one bed. We know the trope.
And he
I demand explanation of all of this.
Like they're like just like not like together. They're like next to each other.
Okay.
They're not cuddling.
They're sharing a bed.
And but there's just this part and I got like misty about it where so basically she decides to apply to this like college program or maybe GED I can't remember what it is, some program to finish college. I think it's college program. And she's like nervous about telling him because that means that like after the baby's born, like she's gonna move away, but like does that mean they stay friends? Like they don't know what it is. And so she like weirdly is keeping it a secret from him and eventually, and so she's acting really weird and withdrawn. Mm-hmm. And then she finally tells him. And he's just like, I'm so proud of you. Like, that's so cool. And like, he's just happy for her.
Yeah.
And it's like really sweet. It's just like very, a completely lovely, inoffensive, sweet, like not saccharine, but like movie that I really, really like. And I like these two characters together.
And they clog the toilet.
Okay. This is the thing. So he,
oh, great.
He buys her, clogs.
Okay.
And he's like, I read these are good for like pregnancy. And she's like, that's ugly as shit. I'm never gonna fucking wear those.
Okay.
And then throughout their friendship, she like later on, she's like, give me the fucking clogs.
Aww,
and she
cute.
No, maybe she doesn't even say give me the fucking clogs. We just see her wearing them later.
Yeah.
So like, are these like wooden clogs or like
no, they're like chef's clogs. Yeah, dance go ones.
Oh, okay. So kind of like Crocs.
Yeah, like
just
Crocs.
Just a comfortable
exactly. shoe. A comfortable rubber shoe.
Gotcha.
That allows the foot to swell.
Gotcha.
But it's like things like that where he's like, there's just like little moments of like them trying to navigate these boundaries. Like there's a point where he's like, he takes her out to dinner to like get to know her more. And he's like, well, you should be eating like this, that, and whatever because like that's for the baby. And she's like, okay, but like you should be eating better because like I'm only in the baby's life for as long as it's in my belly.
Mm.
You're going to be around for however many years that this baby's going to be here. So maybe don't eat the fucking steak that's in front of you. And he's like,
interesting point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting really point. Cute. I hate it.
Yeah. And they're both like very, the performances are so grounded and just like them kind of being like, I don't really know how to act around you. And like, I do really care about you, but like, what does that mean? And it's great. I really like it.
All right. I need to see it.
Yeah.
That's great.
On Hulu.
Hulu. Great.
They're both such silly, silly character actors. Mm-hmm. And like,
it's such muted, like really grounded.
I want to see them together. Like that's really
together.
They're not together.
And for her, I feel like she often gets pigeonholed into like, really arch characters.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm interested in to see like her dramatic chops.
It's like a leading lady dramatic.
Yeah.
Not non-rom-com.
Right.
Yeah. Because if this movie came out in like 2005, they'd end up together.
Right.
Right.
But they're not. And I like that it ends with them just being like, well, we love each other, but not in that way.
Yep.
Well, and it sounds like not just ends that way, but like that's sort of the their expectations of each other from the jump and like throughout. That,
yeah.
Like, there's no way they're going to get together.
No way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, look at you.
I didn't mean it.
It's cute.
Yeah, that sounds really, really good.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It's great. I really recommend it. Hulu.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That's my ship. Patrick, I pointed
I
at Colin
one now.
And was
I
like, no. Oh, you do have one now?
I did, yeah.
But I already said Patrick's name.
Yeah,
so
yeah, let's
it
go.
Is
go
there is an episode of the television show The Simpsons.
Yes.
From season 11 called Hit the Gator or Kill the Gator and Run.
Okay.
And it is... Colin and I were talking about this just before we started recording. It is just on the wrong side of the Simpsons was good, Simpsons
yeah.
was bad line.
Okay.
Like it is firmly in, not even firmly, it's a border town, right?
Okay.
between the countries of Simpsons was good, Simpsons was bad.
But you know you're in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like you look
right.
around and you're like, we're not in Colorado anymore.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like you've crossed the border.
It's squarely in. I keep saying squarely or firmly or whatever. It's not. It is bad, but it's also I like it. and in it, Homer has like a midlife crisis, a mental breakdown, and the cure, as prescribed to him by a doctor, is to go to spring break in Florida. And so the whole family goes down to spring break. Homer parties with college kids for like a week. And you know, is starting to feel better when suddenly all of the college kids leave because spring break is over. There is a Kid Rock concert and a Kid Rock cameo in here, which is part of what makes it like a terrible episode.
Yeah. No, it's part of what I love.
So Homer is like, no, the party continues, right? He can't let go of spring break. So he takes the family out on a fan boat. To you know, relive fun times that they were having over spring break,
which is a total A to B. Everyone understands if you're drinking at spring break, the next thing you want to do is go around
do
on
the
a
same
fan
on a fan boat.
Yeah, it's not just a random ass thing
That's
that
right.
happens in
That's
Florida.
Right. That's right.
Lazy, lazy writing.
Lazy. Yeah. No. It's. I mean. It's. Again. It's a bad episode. But so while they're out on the fan boat, the boat driven by Homer hits and kills. An alligator by the name of Old Gus, I think. Old something.
Yeah.
Old Zeke.
Old Lyle.
Lyle Crocodile.
Who's like a town, you know, folk legend.
Yeah.
And so the Simpsons are arrested by the sheriff played by Dietrich Bader.
Okay.
And so they're arrested. They're tried. Homer represents himself at trial, and he addresses
a lot of plot.
It's so much
so
plot
much.
For 22 minutes of TV show.
Homer, you look so disgusted, Colin.
It's just so reliving it beat by beat is like
it's
this
a
was
lot.
20 years ago,
yeah,
it fucking sucked then.
Yeah.
Okay, Homer, what else happens in this?
Representing himself to in court, addresses the jury by calling them drunken hicks of the jury.
Oh my gosh.
So they are found guilty for Gatorside. But they escape from the cops.
Okay.
And so they're on the run in like deep Florida swamp territory. And they are like gonna start new lives,
okay.
right? And so they get jobs at a diner. There are like four jobs available, you know, short order cook, waitress, garbage boy, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they get all those jobs and they're living in like a trailer, like out behind the diner. And the Simpsons at this point, they slow down. Okay. They've been living their like high speed Simpsons life in the suburbs.
Okay.
But they are just, it's too hot to fight anymore.
All right.
They're just whittling on the front porch and just like chilling out. And this is where Homer and Marge suddenly are like sweet together.
Aww.
And where like it's removing them from all of their normal circumstances because of Homer's reckless behavior and then his bad solution of go on the run. And also representing himself at trial. But they're just, it's in a place where they can actually like be sweet together. And then there's also like a joke about maybe Lisa and Bart will grow up to marry each other. But that's not the part that I ship. I ship
good.
Drunken Hicks, Homer and
that's
Marge
very cute.
On their lives on the lam in Florida.
And then they eventually just go back to Springfield.
Yeah, so they're eventually...
There's got to be 15 more minutes of plot.
I mean, that happens like 18 minutes into the episode.
Yeah, they tie it up real quick at the end. I believe it's revealed that Lyle was not murdered.
The
and
gator
was
not murdered,
sleeping.
Yeah, that's right.
You get hit by a boat and you fall asleep for a week, like as crocodiles do.
Yeah, and so then they're released.
Oh, I love Colin's disgust.
Colin is so
that
disgusted.
That show was so tight.
I know. Yeah. I know.
A decade.
I know.
Right.
And then spent more than twice that amount of time being really lazy.
Really,
and
really
sloppy
bad. Yeah.
And
yeah.
The thing that's frustrating about this era of The Simpsons, though, is that it still has like solid ass gags in it.
Yeah.
There's a joke where the sheriff throws his hat down and it bounces off the ground and lands back on his head.
That's hilarious.
And he goes, why is no one ever around when that happens?
That's so funny.
It's so fucking
That's really
funny.
Funny. That's really funny.
But yeah, terrible overall.
Yeah. But you ship it.
I ship it.
It would be nice to see those kids.
I ship that moment for them.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
I wish that for all of you. Have a moment when you're on the lam, working at a diner, life slows down, and you can just appreciate the one you're with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
Colin.
Yes?
You got a Croctober ship?
I do have a Croctober ship. So mine comes from the Disney film The Princess Frog. Did y'all see this one?
Yeah.
So it's about a woman who is a young, aspiring restaurateur. She's about to have her big break because her goofy ass problematic white friend with a heart of gold is like, okay, I can make you a bunch of money. You just have to cater my party.
Yep.
But there's like bad magic going on. A visiting prince from out of town who like seems like kind of a rake and a cad, gets turned into a frog. She then gets turned into a frog for kissing him. And then they have to go on like a swamp adventure out in the bayou. Really great movie. I actually love, as far as Disney cartoons go, this is one of my...
It's a fun one.
It is a fun one. And it's nice to have a heroine, too, whose like goals aren't about getting married or falling in love. Like, she has plans for her future, and she's hustling to make them happen.
For sure. And even Charlotte, her BFF, like, I love watching their scenes together because it's just like, man... Who hasn't had a dumb best friend?
Yeah.
And you love them anyway. Yeah. You gotta love your dumb best friend.
Yeah, you gotta.
And she, Charlotte, is actually one half of my ship.
Oh.
And the other half of my ship is one of the characters they meet out in the bayou while adventuring around. And that is Lewis, the trumpet playing, goofy, smile a mile wide crocodile.
All right.
They come across him. He's about to eat the frogs, but then they have like a nice conversation because all animals can talk to each other in this universe. And he joins the team.
And in real life.
But
you can't prove it.
I can't prove that's wrong.
Yeah, because humans can't understand them. You can't prove a negative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have no evidence that animals don't all talk to each other when they're not around. But so Lewis joins the team, and he just wants to play music and have friends. He doesn't really want to chomp down on people with his big old teeth. And he's a goof, and he's loud, and he, like, bumps into stuff. And he is actually kind of the perfect pairing for Charlotte, who, like, oh, she wants a man. She is boy crazy. And, like, you know, she gets whatever she wants from her daddy, and she's loud and she bumps into stuff and she makes a mess everywhere she goes. And I want her to accidentally kiss that crocodile, turn into a crocodile, and become the queen of the swamp.
I love
where they can just swim around in the mud and eat bugs and do whatever crocodiles do.
But she's going to bring a little glam to that swamp, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to wear
it. She's not going to be happy at first being a crocodile.
No, her skin. Oh my God, her skin is so dry.
She'll discover mud mass.
Exactly. She'd be, and then she'd be giving him like manicures because his claws are so scraggly and whatnot.
Oh, makes it hard to play the trumpet.
Well, you know, he'll learn. He'll adjust.
And I'm saying the claws make it hard.
So you become even better. Yeah.
There you go. So then he learns the value of self-care.
Yeah.
Yes.
They both improve upon each other's lives.
Yeah.
You know, the claws are one thing in playing the trumpet, but like, you also have to like purse your lips in just like a specific
way.
How does a crocodile do that?
Maybe their tongue is their lips.
Ooh. We're all trying now.
I think they just give him big old Disney lips that, you know, come to a tube at the end of his snout.
He can make a tube at the end of his snout.
Yeah. Also, man, I think they would be really cute together, but also just what a great movie. I mean, Keith David is in it. He plays the villain.
Doctor, what's his name?
Let me see. I have the page.
It's not Dr. Voodoo.
It's not Dr. Voodoo.
It's not Dr. Voodoo.
That's a DC character.
Okay.
Please. Yeah. That's my father.
So it probably has like a, it probably has a Cajun pronunciation, but it's Dr. Facilia.
Oh, yeah.
Facilia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dr. Facilia.
So he's Faust.
And then
he's fast.
Okay.
And then also just like shout out to the performance of John Goodman as Big Daddy LeBeau.
Yeah, he's great.
Who
is Charlotte's
Big Daddy, who gives her whatever she wants. That's my ship.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one.
So does that mean that there also has to be like a, I want to wrap my head around the magic for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If you kiss any animal in this universe, you become that animal.
Yeah. So people are turning into their dogs
all day long.
And how did they change back?
Oh, gosh. How did they change back? Like through the
power of self-actualization.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So maybe they get into a big fight and, you know, like take some time for themselves and then she turns back into a human but they're both really sad.
Yeah.
So they come back together and try to make up and they kiss again, even though they can no longer speak to one another. But this time he turns into a boy.
Yeah, and then he gets to be a man for a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that they take turns.
She uses her daddy's money to get him a rehearsal space. And
yeah.
You know.
This is giving very much like Cinderella 3 Stitch in Time. A sequel that like has the spirit of the original, but is its own thing.
I love that movie.
I know, it's a great movie.
It's a great movie. It really is just good.
No, I know. You've talked about it before, yeah.
Twist in Time.
Oops.
I've only seen it the one time, but it was good.
Yeah, it is good. Okay, yeah. Ryan.
Okay, so you know what's a crock
of shit?
Magic. You know what?
My whole ship just hinged on magic.
No.
Or like magic tricks.
Performers, magicians.
Illusions, Michael.
Right.
And I recently watched this movie, which I think I had seen it before, but I couldn't remember. I saw Now You See Me.
Oh, Ryan. My God.
And do I ship Isla Fisher and Jesse Eisenberg? No. That would be pedestrian. Do I ship Woody Harrelson and Dave Franco? No. But maybe a little. Okay. What I actually kind of ship, and I'm going to spoil this movie. Is that okay?
It's from like 2005, right?
They're just about to make a third one, though.
Yeah, what? I knew the spoiler when I... Yeah, it's going to be called Now You See Me 3.
Because the second one was called Now You See Me 2. They're not having any fun.
Now You See Me.
Which makes no sense because the movie...
Now You See M3.
Oh, M3. Five Cream.
Yeah, like Five Cream. It's despicable what they've done with the titles. Given the tone of the movies,
truly despicable.
The characters in the movies would not approve of these titles.
Right.
They would laugh in the face of someone who said the sequel to Now You See Me is Now You See Me 2.
Yeah.
Now You Don't, sucks. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, now you
obviously.
Don't.
Now You 3 Me, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay,
wait, so.
Or Now You See 3.
Now You See 3.
P.O. Yo.
Whoa.
Okay, but the ship I have.
Okay.
I hope the mics picked up the high five.
Yeah. Clap.
So the first, there's many crimes that are committed in this movie. Mm. And the first crime is the theft of money from a Paris bank.
Okay.
So an American cop gets paired up with a French cop and they work together. And he is like hard scrabble detective who just, he's trying to get one step ahead of the magicians, but he keeps falling behind. And she is kind of like an ingenue who's kind of, this is her first big case and she's coming up. So she's Alma and he's Dylan. And so most of the movie, I'm not really shipping it because, you know, there's like a weird, like it's workplace vibes.
Right.
And, but then turns out Dylan's behind the whole fucking thing.
Whoa.
Dylan is the magician of the magicians.
Whoa. Wait, magician of the magicians?
I made it up, but that's kind of his vibe. He's the guy at the center of everything.
Whoa,
he made
really?
It all happen. And Alma finds out and she's kind of like, I respect it.
Right, of course.
And they, I don't even know if they kiss, but they like have a moment at that bridge, you know, with all the locks in it.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Paris. And it made me ship it. I didn't think I was going to have any ships in this movie. And then I got to the ending and I was like, yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
So Dylan and Alma. Great.
So I love it.
I love it.
She's like, I respect it. And then what happens? Does she let him get away?
He gets away with it. But he's also so good at being a magician. What could she do?
She could never catch him.
Yeah, I could lock you up.
Oh, yeah.
I could lock you up. You're on a bridge full of locks.
I think, and then he like has a key that would have solved the case and he like throws it into the water, I think is how it ends.
Wow.
So you like watch a key fall to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh my God.
You're going to just make it disappear. Why don't you just palm it?
I think he palms it at first and then maybe he drops it
and be like,
just swallow it. Get it now.
Banish it to a different dimension.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Am I understanding this movie?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just
cast a spell, banish it to a different dimension.
So I have a couple of questions, Mogi. Now, in this universe, it is illusions. It is the power of sleight of hand that gives them what they do. It's not
always physical, but it is like, it's all tricks.
Gotcha.
There's no real magic.
It's more Ocean's 11 than it is Harry Potter.
Yes.
There's there is a school for magical children, but
things happen
it's not like
you walk into a room and you wake up and you're in Paris.
And
to you, 1 second passed, but you were physically in Paris now. How did they do it?
How did they do it? They fucking drugged your ass and put you out of play.
Absolutely. So like things like that. So like they B.A. Baracus you. But yeah, so like it's more twisty than Ocean's. I guess maybe Ocean's 11 is pretty twisty. It's more purposely misleading you.
Okay. Now, I have question number two.
Yeah.
What made you watch it? Because I remember having the option to watch it on an airplane and choosing to watch nothing.
Okay. I have seen Now You See Me Too. So I knew the whole time Mark Ruffalo was behind everything.
Oh, you did?
He's the boss guy in Now You See Me Too. So I knew, okay. And then I was like, these people seem charming. And then it's just, I think it auto-played. But it was like one of those, I think it was through Amazon, but it was one of those free TV situations
where
it has commercials.
Yes.
But I lived through those commercials.
Yeah.
That's how into this movie I was.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was an autoplay and all I had to do was press one button and it.
Sure.
So are you now like into the Now You See Me universe?
Oh,
are you going to see the third one?
I will not see it in the theater. I'll probably watch it when it's free and has commercials.
You'll wait for autoplay.
I'll wait for it to autoplay. Yeah.
Coming soon to autoplay near you.
Exactly. When it's on Freevee, I will watch it.
Okay.
And I could, in between now and then, watch Now You See Me 2 again. Because I'll have context of Now You See Me 1.
Question. And maybe you already answered this. And
What's
if
that?
So, I apologize.
It's all good.
Why did you watch Now You See Me 2?
She did not answer this.
Okay.
You're right to drill down on it.
Great question.
Because of all franchises, why? And then why two?
Of all entries in the franchise.
Sure.
I will say, and this is faded a little bit, but it's still kind of true. Lizzie Kaplan gets me to see a movie.
Okay.
I don't think she puts in a bad performance, and I really like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think some of it was probably her.
Okay. Is she only in number two?
She's in number two, and I believe number... Well, she's in the image that they released to promote three.
Okay. So
but
probably
it could just be a picture from two.
Also, you know, she could drop like how Anya Taylor-Joy dropped from Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Robert Eggers is Nosferatu, and now it's Lily Rose Depp.
That's right.
Really?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen her act.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
Yeah.
Well, she was in that Kevin Smith movie, right? The Yoga
Hosers? Yozer Hogas?
Yeah. You got it.
Yozer Hogas?
Yozer Hogas.
Yoga Hosers. I did not see.
I did not see.
There was also a time, similar to Lily Kaplan, where I would see everything Kevin Smith did.
Yeah.
That time has passed.
It definitely has passed for me as well.
So I did watch that, the newest Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay, how was that?
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was nostalgic. I think it's reboot. And it was nostalgic.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'd say do yourself a favor, go back and watch Dogma.
Years past, Dogma turned out to be the best one of the whole.
Dogma holds up.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's not like available to stream anywhere, right?
No, but you could come and get it on DVD at my house. Yeah,
or at my house.
There you go.
All right, I'll go to one of your houses. I was like looking at my section, and I know I have Chasing Amy and Clerks and Mallrats, but I may not own Dogma.
Yeah, there's a whole
Chasing Amy was my jam back in the day. I love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Never saw it.
It's good and painful.
Cool.
And also trying to talk about things that Kevin Smith is like completely out of his depth.
Yeah.
Cool. But like he's way out of his depth. But he's trying.
Yeah.
He's not, he doesn't think he's got it figured out.
Right.
Right. Well, and he's also trying in a time that like no one was trying.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah. It is a little, I know I'll have to rewatch it with this lens, but I do think it was a time of bi erasure in general.
Sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That, like, so it's a weird. So yeah, I think that.
But like the solution posed by Ben Affleck's character at the end of the three of them have a threesome together, like is like adventurous enough and like open minded enough that like, and I guess I don't know whether he thinks that's actually going to happen or
he's desperate.
He's desperate. He's going to try anything.
Yeah. I'm not pushing away that it was. I like.
Yeah,
it a lot.
No, it's yeah, yeah. It is. It is both good and painful. I think. Yeah. I think you're right on that.
It's like season 11 of The Simpsons.
Hey guys,
hey.
Two relationships.
Planning for your next trip. Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.